stations promise outstanding content, but when it's time to deliver, they fall flat on their ridiculous faces. Enter LA Talk Radio, a cool, irreverent, and entertaining talk station that delivers totally original content without any commercials. Log on to latalkradio.com and get involved with the best talk radio station on the internet. LA Talk Radio, we say what we want.
The morning show that's on your side. But then again, so is appendicitis.
Broadcasting live from the palatial studios of LA Talk Radio, get ready for the best morning show on the internet. It's time for Sam in the Morning with Brigetta, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Friday, April 27th.
And I almost didn't make it.
Well, you made it, and that's what's important.
That's true. Thank you.
Yeah, you're a trooper, let me tell you. You brave that traffic every morning, man.
Oh, my gosh. Today was ridiculous. I actually even got in the carpool lane for a minute. Uh-huh. Well, I almost got in an accident.
Really? Because,
like, we were going. I'm like, a 134. I'm like, going, yeah. Like, you know, all of a sudden, slam on the brakes, and I'm like, oh, my God, I'm literally going to crash. So I pull over in the carpool lane as quick as I can, and I'm like, this is insane.
Wow.
And I stayed in the carpool lane. I'm like, whatever, no one's looking. And then I even like moved my hand up and down, like act like someone else is in the car behind me. I picked up a jacket and was like waving it like there's a baby in the back or something. I don't know. And thank God I have tinted windows slightly, you know. But it's like, I did it as long as I could, and then I was like, all right, I have to get over. I'm going to get caught. Because I see a sign that says $341 fine, and I'm like, I do not need that. I already have enough crap I'm dealing with the car. So I was like, So then I, like, squeeze my way eventually back in, and I'm sitting there and sitting and sitting. And it's been like, I don't know, I left at 9:15.
Yeah. People don't understand the traffic problems we have out here. It's amazing.
I mean, it looked like the 405 today. And the 134 is like, it's occasionally bad, but not like today. And it was where the 101 and 170 split.
Right.
So I'm looking on my GPS, like trying to find different ways. And it's like, and it says that's yellow where I am. Like, that's like, okay.
Yeah.
And I'm like, so what does red mean? You know, and it's like red ahead. I'm like, all right, so something shut down on the 101. I don't know what happened. I guess an accident, but.
Yeah. The hell with it. It's Friday. And
yeah.
You should feel good about the weekend. It's coming up, so.
Yeah.
That should be good. Do you have any big plans for the weekend?
No, I really don't. I mean, I'm just working. I'm going to this Chrome thing tonight. I don't know if you did hear about that.
No.
So Chrome Vodka, they have their new Chrome bar at the Hollywood Park. So that's where the horse races are, you know?
Right.
So I'm actually going to be going there tonight with Guy Talk Radio will be there.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, awesome.
But Tom is going to come on the show, I believe, next week because they have some other big thing they're announcing as well. Like they have a new tequila or something that's coming out.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, I'm actually going to help out with him at the Chrome Bar tonight.
Yeah.
So if you guys want to come by, you will see me serving liquor as promoing for Chrome. And I'm like, all right, why not?
Yeah.
So my girlfriend and I.
Do you know how to make drinks and stuff?
Yeah. Well, he asked if I knew anyone, and I said, well, yeah, I do. Normally, I just send girls out, and I thought, well, my girlfriend and I were both available, so why not? We'll do it.
Yeah.
So we're going tonight, and we're getting paid to, like, you know, work the bar. So
awesome.
It'll be fun.
Yeah.
So that'll be fun. And then tomorrow, I'm just working on my show. We're trying to get it done, and just the work day, and I guess I'll go hiking somewhere. We'll figure it out.
Yeah, it's going to be beautiful outside.
Yeah.
Know? So, yeah, I mean, I would like to go somewhere, too. It's just every weekend, it's the same thing.
Yeah.
Where the hell are we going to go?
What are we going to do? Yeah.
Vegas again, San Diego again, Palm Springs again. I mean, what the hell?
Yeah.
And everywhere else is farther.
Yeah.
You know, so you need like a couple days and stuff.
That's true.
But for a day trip, I don't know. But maybe I'll ask you about some nature places, you know, because I don't know any.
There's some really cool ones.
Yeah,
there's some really cool ones. I'll give you some.
I know,
yeah.
But you can't give me that tough hike over
there. I won't.
Where
I won't.
The waterfall is. I mean, I'd love to see the waterfall.
Yeah.
But,
you can go an easy way if you go to Solstice Canyon is what you're talking about. It's beautiful. And if you go the easy way, if you stay on the actual like path, like the what do you call it, the cement path or whatever, you can follow that straight to the waterfall, and that's just a flat road.
Really? Okay.
Yeah. The way I do is if you go, I go in a circle.
Right.
You could just go there and come back,
okay.
And it would be no big deal. But it's really cool. So,
it is nice. Huh?
Yeah, and it's cool because there's ruins there and stuff. You get to see like a house full of ruins, and then the waterfalls, and it just doesn't feel like you're here. It feels like you're in a different country.
And that's in Malibu, right?
It's in Malibu.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'll have to find out about that. Yeah.
Yeah, you might
need to explore LA a little bit, you know?
Explore La La Land.
Yeah.
Explore LA.
Yeah, I remember when we had, I think we still have Los Angeles Magazine, but
yeah.
I remember a few years back, or maybe every year, they do like spots in LA where you should take like drives and find different things.
Yeah.
And one time I went like up on Mulholland and stuff, and I saw a house that looks like a spaceship. Did you ever see that house?
Oh, I know what you're talking about. Yeah. Yeah.
It
yeah.
looks just like a spaceship.
It's really crazy.
Yeah.
You know what? It's funny because I wonder, there's a house that looks like that. It's very similar. I think it's the same architect. That's in Malibu. When you go up on, well, if you go on the other side of the difficult side
right.
of the waterfall, you see these houses. And one, it looks like a spaceship. And right. I guess I think it's the same architect. And yeah. it's really weird. But it's a really well-known architect, like a futuristic. I forget his name.
Probably.
But
yeah.
I, there used to be a book of like the architecture of LA or whatever, and he was in it. But I forget his name. So
yeah.
never mind.
I know. There's a lot of cool places in LA. It's just that you need to know about them. You know,
yeah.
I've lived here 30 years and.
Yeah.
I still haven't explored the city as much as I could.
I feel like I'm always discovering something new.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know, because you're out there. I mean, you know, you're single. You can do whatever the hell you want, you know.
So drag your other one. Other one. Like, whoever
yeah.
I'm with has
to
go with.
I don't have to drag her. Yeah.
Oh, good. I mean, she's
yeah.
like...
Yeah, you know, she's into this, but...
Maybe, like, Google, you know, the history of L.A. Like, for example, like, I went to the Doheny Mansion, which is very, very haunted and very just weird, weird energy there. But it was cool.
Right.
The grounds outside are beautiful. The inside is insanely insane. You'll see what I mean if you go there. But things like that. You could, like,
yeah.
go to some history places or whatever.
That's true, yeah.
Make a day trip of it. I mean...
Explore a little bit.
I even thought of going... I was supposed to go this weekend to Arizona. And I was going to go leave today and then come back Sunday night. But I decided not to the other day. Because I have a little godson there, and I haven't seen him in forever. And I was like...
Wow.
And it's not far. It's only, like, 5.5 hours.
Yeah, it's like... Yeah.
So...
It depends. If you drive faster, it's probably even... Less
yeah,
than
it's
that,
even
know?
Less than that if you
it's
do.
It's about as far as Vegas, right?
Well,
it depends
yeah.
where in Arizona you go.
Scottsdale. It's about as far as Vegas or about as far as I went up to the Hearst Castle this week. So, yeah, it doesn't matter.
Hearst Castle's like 5 hours?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, we went
wow.
to Paso Robles
wow.
area. Well, we went to Paso Robles and then, well, I guess that, I don't know, whatever. We went there
yeah.
and then Hearst Castle. But, yeah.
yeah.
So, it's all about the same.
Yeah.
So, and I thought about going and I'm like, well, now they're saying they're coming here. So,
right.
we'll see. I don't know. Hopefully, I'll see them. If not this weekend, then next weekend because I haven't seen them.
Yeah.
But I will say, like, totally random, I... We have this battle of my little godson, and so it's a battle of the aunt and uncle, we call it, because, and she's like, my girlfriend is like, I can't believe you guys are fighting over my kid. And I'm like, yeah, we are. So I'm a Ravens fan, and her brother is a Steelers fan, and we have this battle of, like, let's buy him gear from the other team.
Right.
So I just found this, like, you know, the new uniforms have come out for this. Like, they're changing
yes.
all the uniforms.
Yes.
So I found this little one. I mean, it's not really, it kind of looks like the new one, but it's not, you know. And he's literally, he's only 2.5 years old. So, like,
yeah.
But I got him, like,
I don't
this
think
little.
He really cares,
I know, he doesn't care at all. I got him this jersey that's so cute. It's a Flacco jersey, but it's, like, the new kind of. And it's, like, mm-hmm. in, like a toddler size. So it's so cute.
Yeah.
Little pants and little, like, socks. And I sent them, so he'll get them, like, next week. And I'm so excited. I'm like, I can't wait to see her brother's face.
Yeah.
I was like, I want a picture of your brother's face. That's like the best part.
Yeah, that'll be interesting.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
So is
be
that
nice.
Like a long rivalry between the Ravens and the Steelers?
Oh, God, we hate each other.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. And I have a lot of friends that are Steelers fans, and I forgive them, you know. Life is about forgiving.
Yeah, I
especially
suppose.
When you're a Schittsburg fan. But I mean, it happens. Not everyone can be perfect, like, you know,
yeah,
like the Ravens.
Like
but
the Ravens, yeah.
Exactly. But we forgive.
Yeah.
It's okay. But it is really funny. So,
yeah.
Yeah.
Well, football is starting in a few months again, right?
It's starting. Yeah, I actually listened on the radio today. They were they're training some people right now, and there's, like, this new way to find out rookies, like, power and whatnot, which is mm-hmm. really cool. And I listened to, like, the Mark and, I guess Mark and Brian or whatever on the way here.
Uh-huh.
And thank God he saved my life today. Because I'm like, what would I do sitting here in this traffic listening to what? Yeah. And so kind of like we're doing probably to someone sitting
yeah,
in their traffic,
exactly.
wherever the hell they are. but anyway, so... yeah, and they were talking about, you know, like the preseason games and like whatever, what's going on right now. So it was pretty cool to listen to. And like, I mean, I'm sorry, the drafts that are happening. So I'm really stoked to see what happens this coming week.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you think you guys are going to win this year?
You know, it's hard to say because it's so early. It depends, the draft picks and what happens in preseason and all that. So we shall see.
Yeah. But you got to the playoffs last year, right?
We did.
Yeah.
We did. And who knows? Who knows right now? So, and then they're talking about moving two teams to L.A.
Oh, really?
Two football teams.
Where the hell are they going to put them?
They want to do, and it's just so.
I think they're going to rebuild the Coliseum now.
Yeah.
Right?
That's what you're hearing. Yeah. I'm hearing all kinds of stuff, but it's ridiculous. And they're talking about bringing San Diego back up here.
Really?
And I just don't think that's right. I really don't think that's right. I think that's stupid as hell. Leave San Diego where it is. They have a nice stadium. They've got a good fan base. Leave them there. Why have two teams here?
Yeah.
I think that's so stupid.
Because we don't even have one, for crying out loud.
I know.
They figure big cities like New York has to.
That's what they're saying. They want to do it like New York. But I'm like, we already have Clippers and the Lakers. And people mostly go for the Lakers. I like the Clippers personally, but whatever. Mm. You know, it's just, I get that we're a big city, but it's just retarded.
Yeah.
You know, we have the 49ers up north, and that's a great team, or it was last year with Harbaugh taking over, by the way, Ravens' brother. Harbaugh versus Harbaugh, if you know that.
Oh, really? Yeah. No, I didn't know that.
They're brothers. Uh-huh. You've got 49ers, you've got, the Chargers. Let us just have, and you've got the Raiders, which don't even count practically, but Jesus. So we're going to have another team here, and they're going to add another team? Mm-hmm. So that's, San Diego would come up here, but still, that's like four teams for California.
Yeah.
That's kind of retarded.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I mean,
New York has Buffalo, too.
Yeah,
and,
but just,
you know.
I just
so
think for the city
three.
Itself is stupid.
I know. We could use one, though. How can L.A. not have a football team?
I will say this, though, because the majority of people that live here aren't from here. And everyone here has their home teams they vote for that they will never change. I will never change voting for the Ravens, ever.
Right.
You know, I'll go to the games here. I'll go. But only because I want to see my team come play here.
Right.
And who's to say they are? Because it depends what division they're going to slap us in. You know, slap the new team in. But it's like, it's just most people aren't from here. The majority of people in L.A. are not from here, and they go for their teams and wherever else they are. If you go to all the sports bars, you know, during the season, they're like designated Steelers bars, designated, we have the Ravens bar, the parlor. We've got designated whatever team it is, bars all over the place.
Yeah.
You know, you don't have Chargers bars, actually.
Yeah.
You got to go down south for that, you know, and they do have some San Fran, I think a San Fran one, but still it's like, I mean, I guess, and then you say if you bring a team here, then we will go. Maybe, but honestly, I don't think the fan base.
We had teams, we had the Rams here.
But it didn't do well. Look, they went away.
Yeah, they sucked, but when the Raiders were down here, actually, they did pretty good.
Right.
But people didn't connect with them.
No.
I don't know why.
Because they're ghetto.
Yeah.
It's a ghetto team. Anyway, but maybe because they're in
Oakland
now.
But they had some great lineups before.
Yeah, I mean, given they were, and I do understand that. But I just don't, as much as I want a football team here, because yes, I love football and I'm psycho about football. I love it. It's awesome. But I just feel that the fan base will be kind of broken up. Like people will go to the games, not really to support our team, to support the other teams that they're coming in from, whoever we're playing.
Oh,
but whatever. That's
possible.
That's my opinion.
You're making sense, But at the same time, I'd like to have a fucking football team in this town.
Yeah.
I mean, like you said, it's fun to go and watch.
Right. I mean, it is fun to go. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
And I go to San Diego when my Ravens come hither. And as do all my friends that when they come, they go to the San Diego games when their teams from the East Coast come play here.
Right.
Like everyone will flock to San Diego. So it'll kind of be the same thing. Everyone will go to the games here when your team comes, I guess. But do we really have the support for the team here alone? Because I'll tell you what, I'm not going to be cheering for it. I mean, I'll be like, yay, it's LA team.
Yeah.
Cool. But I'm going to be wearing my purple.
Right.
Everywhere.
Yeah.
Anyway. Enough said
football.
On. I know.
Yeah.
Leave purple, bitches. That's my spiel on that. And you know what else irks me?
Oh.
If I'm on a tangent of being irked. When people don't text you back. Do you know how frustrating that is?
Yeah.
It's really annoying.
So people don't text you back sometimes?
Certain people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is it all the time? They're always like that?
That's just how they are, and I get that. That's them. But it bothers me. It's really annoying.
Then don't text them. Call them instead.
No, they won't answer. That's just how they do it. Yeah, they feel like it, calling back when they feel like it. They're just, I'm like, what the fuck? Really? Yeah. And it's like questions like, do you want to do this or do you not want to do this? Or it could be business. Hello, are we meeting or are we not meeting?
Right.
Do you want to answer me? I'm going to keep being annoying as shit until now you answer me back.
Yeah. I guess there's an, you can have an excuse for not answering the phone, but text, you know, eventually you can
Here's the thing. Do it. And it's a couple. They'll answer each other. Yeah. I know that. But they won't answer. And it's funny because I know, like, this week they're apart from each other. They're both good friends of mine. And I'll text them both because, like, someone's got to answer. And, like, no, nothing.
No, huh?
Like, oh, well, it's not him, so I don't care. Oh, it's not her, so I don't care. What the fuck?
Yeah.
Like, it's just really annoying.
Yeah. You see, I'm really picky about these things. If I had friends like this, I'd probably dump them, which is not a good thing.
Right.
You know, you have to be forgiving and understanding.
I am forgiving, but it really is annoying. And you know what it is? I find that it's Leos.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. It's Leos. It's every Leo that I know. Not just these people. It's almost every Leo that I know that do this.
Yeah.
They just, when they feel like it, like they're too important or something.
Yeah. I know. You know, I mean, I'm irritated. There was like an old friend of mine, I mean, from like the teenage years, okay, arrived here from Israel like a couple weeks ago, right after I came back. And I don't, you know, we hadn't talked in like years. We're only friends on Facebook, but we don't really communicate. So he told me he was coming out, and I said, great, let's get together and stuff.
Right.
So I went to pick him up. He brought a couple of his sons with him, too.
Mm-hmm.
But that was fine. You know, I brought him here to show him the studio. We went to eat and all that stuff. It was fun.
Right.
You know, a couple of hours of fun. Haven't heard from him since then.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, just drop a note.
Yeah.
Say it was cool. Thank you very much. You know, whatever.
Yeah.
Anything. But no acknowledgement at all, you know?
That's weird.
I know. And that really bothers me. And that's why I don't have friends, because I'm like, because I'm like so picky about people.
You know,
I have to be more forgiving and understanding.
Right.
But I figure, you know, if you can't reciprocate,
right,
if you can't show any interest in me, then the hell with it.
Right. Then why should I reach out to you?
Yeah, exactly. Because I already did.
And you went out of your way and you took your day and your time. I get that. Trust me. I do. I deal with it all the time. But I guess I understand that people are busy, especially when you work. And these two people do work a lot. But, well, the one doesn't. She goes to school. But I mean, she kind of works. Anyway. But I mean, and I get they're in their world. But you know what it is? It's like, it's annoying. It's rude. It's rude. It's really rude.
Yeah.
It's really bothersome. I mean, it doesn't take but a second to send a text saying, I'm really busy right now. I'll text you, but I'll call you later or whatever. But it's like when I ask you something over and over and over again, I'm like, I just, really?
Yeah.
And it has to do with you. Like, you're involved in this project.
Right.
You ignore it.
What? Yeah.
Okay, fine.
Yeah.
The hell. But I'm not going to be rude, and I'm not going to go behind someone's back and, like, you know, work on the project without them.
Salute you for understanding and being tolerant of
it. It's just very annoying.
Yeah.
Very annoying. But anyway,
what are you going to do?
Things that annoy Bridgetta.
Yeah. Things that make you go, or damn.
Yeah, damn.
Things
why?
That make you go, damn.
Damn.
Now, check this out. This is funny.
Right.
I guess Google did something. It's called, I don't know if you've heard of the concept of Easter egg in software.
What?
And what it is like an Easter egg, all right? They call it that. But what programmers do is they'll put in like a secret feature or something. And you can't find out unless you do like a combination of keys or something like that. But at any rate, Google did something and... So you can go and check it out now. What you have to search for is Zerg Rush, Z-E-R-G.
What do you get?
Check it out and see.
Okay. Z-E-R-G.
Space.
Uh-huh.
Rush.
Rush.
R-U-S-H.
Zerg Rush.
Right.
Okay.
And search that on Google and see what happens.
I just searched it.
Yeah, and what do you get?
Bouncing zeros.
Yeah. Isn't that pretty cool? I mean, look, they're like watching over the whole screen.
Oh, my God. It's like Space Invaders taking over.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Okay, that's weird.
Yeah, you guys should do this out there. Zerg, Z-E-R-G, Rush.
You find the weirdest crap.
Well, it was in the news. I mean, for crying out loud.
Oh, because it's actually a game called Zerg, and they are sort of, my screen's disappearing, I can't tell you because it's going bye-bye.
It's not a game. It's from a game. It's a concept from a game.
Oh.
And it means that...
Like bubble bobble.
Yeah, you're overwhelmed by sheer numbers, I guess.
Yeah.
And when you get attacked, I guess, with all kinds of stuff. So.
Not spelling something. Let me guess. Could it be Google? Let me just guess. Let me just take a big guess.
It's probably like all the O's on Google. Yeah.
Yeah, anyway. But, okay. So, that's interesting.
Yeah, let me do this again. I get a kick out of this.
You get a kick out of games. You like games.
No, I'm not. I'm not into games at all.
There's nothing wrong with it. Which, no, E3 is coming up, by the way.
Yeah.
E3.
And Comic-Con. I'm going to take my daughter to Comic-Con.
I love Comic-Con. I actually signed autographs there last year.
Really?
Yeah. I have this thing called Celebrity Cosplay that we do. And what it is, it's a bunch of us known models and actresses that got together and... We took photos on a green screen, and they CGI'd us in an actual, like, scene from, like, Star Wars or Barbarella or, like, just different known comics.
Right.
And they look very sexy and very hot, and we made a video. Actually, I'm the voiceover in the video. I didn't partake in a lot of the video because that's not all for me at the end of it.
Yeah.
But you guys can look up Celebrity Cosplay. And that is my voice and the voiceover for it. And we do sell these photos and whatnot. And there are some girls that do a little more. Not Eyes of the Fly.
Isn't like cosplay like putting on costumes and taking roles and
yes,
sex and
it's
stuff like
it's
that?
Role playing.
Yeah.
And we role play in the photos. Like, I mean, I become the character in the scene and mine is normal. Yeah. The other girls go a little bit further. Like I said, I am the voiceover and you will hear that.
Yeah.
You will not see me in that.
Okay,
part.
So where can we find that?
Celebrity Cosplay. You can go online. I think it's celebritycosplay.com or cosplay.com. Yeah. So, but we sign autographs at the Comic-Con.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And actually, we had a bigger line than William Shatner.
Wow.
And I know. I was like, yes. Yes.
Yeah. Well, guys will always go with the hot chicks.
So I know, right? It just goes to show. I know. It's pretty funny. I mean, we had, like, you know, Mary Carey, and she was in it, and a couple other, like, known, she didn't partake in the crazy part, but a couple other girls did that were known from different things, from, believe it or not, Young and the Restless and some other shows.
Yeah.
Whatever, to each his own. but it is a cool idea, and for those guys that do get off on you know, girls dressing up and cosplay, then go for it.
Yeah.
So be it.
Yeah.
You know?
That's true.
Each his own.
Yeah, I know. But you know, it's all sold out. I'm trying to get in with press passes now, so.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you'll get in.
You'll get in fine with press passes.
Yeah.
I'm sure. Cause
unless there's a million people asking for it, but usually I get it. Yeah.
You'll get in, yeah.
Yeah.
But E3, I actually am a model every year in E3. Usually.
Really?
You find me at one of the booths always. I'm booked by someone.
Really?
So, yeah.
Isn't it like usually January or?
No, it's,
no, huh? Like
it's
May
in the summer
or
whatever. It? I can't, no, it's. It's coming up. No, it's coming up. It's like in a month because my roommate is working on it.
Right. And it's like a show for video games.
Yeah, like for video games, right? Which is really fun because you get to see all the new stuff before it comes out a year in advance or 2 years in advance. Some of
them,
which is really cool. So I think I might be working for Call of Duty. We'll find out. We'll see.
Really?
Yeah.
There's a new one coming out now?
Well, the one that just came out, you know, so long ago. So he worked on the launch of that and then they'll be there. And then they have a new video game, whatever that company, Activision, sorry.
Right.
So, I'm trying to work for them. So.
Oh, that's cool.
Because I have an in.
You get to meet all the nerds and stuff.
Yeah, whatever. It's fun. Yeah. You get paid really well to just, you know, be there for the day and you know, meet all the nerds, whatever. But I'm one of those nerds because when I go on break, I go around and I play the games too. I'm a gamer. I love games. I enjoy them immensely.
Yeah.
But I miss, like, I like the old school games. Like, I like, you know, like, I have the original Nintendo and, you know, I have Contra, or I had Contra. Someone stole it recently, I guess, because it's gone.
Yeah.
But I used to love playing Contra and, like, Bubble Bobble and, like, those games. And I had the original Atari. Somehow I lost it in the move. So I don't know where that is, but you know, I do have my games.
Yeah.
Just lost the Atari.
That's
but yeah, true. I love like those Pac-Man, like that's my thing. I miss Pac-Man for sure.
So you like the classics and
I
stuff.
Do, yeah. I really do.
Are you into war games at all? Like Call of Duty and stuff like that?
Yeah, actually I don't mind them. I've never fully gotten into it because I know how I am and I become addicted to the games. I stop Sims. I have almost every Sims there is. And I love the Sims games, and I used to get in huge arguments with my ex. It was so funny. We dated for a couple of years, and I lived with him and a big actor, actually. And it was funny because we all played for the Sims games.
Right.
And it became so crazy that we had different houses in the game. We would play the same game and, like, you know, different houses different in the neighborhood. And they would try and I wanted to kill him. He made one of my guys gay with his guy. So my guy moved out of my house into his house. I no longer had control of my guy. And I'm like, what are you doing? I was so mad. And then they went and killed, like, the baby. And I'm like, I got so mad. And they thought it was funny. And we would get so serious about it. One time they locked me outside of the house, no joke. And I had to climb in through the window. Actually, I'll admit it. It was a doggy door. I was so obsessed getting, they were like, ha ha, we're destroying your house right now. I'm like, that's not funny. And I was so mad that I literally climbed through the doggy door, which was very hard to get my ass through that doggy door, I will say.
Whoa.
But I got through, I pushed and shoved, took me a while, and we got in this huge argument, and it was really funny, and we're laughing like we're really fighting over Sims. Yeah, we are. So
it was so wild, the things.
It was so funny, and I'll tell you who it was. It was my ex, and Joshua Jackson was, my ex was, his name was Wes, and then it was Joshua Jackson, who from Dawson's Creek. So it was us that would fight over the Sims games. It was really funny. Yeah. So yes, so it's not a big deal. I'll say that, I don't care. But we would play Sims. This is way back in the day.
Yeah.
But yeah, I love games, and I still play with. Have you ever seen? Did I tell you about Leisure Suit Larry? Did I ever tell you about that?
We talked about that. Yeah.
That's
okay. What do you want to say about
it? It's just such a funny game.
Isn't
like
it,
it's
though?
Yeah. It's like literally he goes around and tries to hook up with chicks and you see boobies. And like you score points for getting in the sorority houses and hooking up with these chicks. And it's like it's hilarious.
That sounds like later versions, because in the early ones he never got anybody.
No.
And they would like put something over the boobs and things like that.
You know? You gotta see it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So these are like later versions we're talking about.
I have an earlier one, but I have a later one too. But I think there's even a newer one out that I haven't played yet, so that'll be interesting to see. But yeah, if you guys don't know what I'm talking about, Google Leisure Suit Larry and play it, download it. It's so funny.
It's always been funny. I remember, but I mean, I'm talking about playing that like 20 years ago. You know, it's crazy.
You know, it's pretty hilarious. But yeah,
The progress we've made, you know, I mean, look at games from back then. Look at games now. They're so realistic. It's unbelievable.
Well, you know, what's funny, too, is like they were saying that the power of the online games is for example, like they had this whole article on recently on games that are worth $60 games are going to be no longer soon.
Really?
Because games that are a dollar, for example, like Angry Birds, has made so much money off games that cost nothing to make, really. And they're a dollar to download off Facebook or your Droid phones or whatnot, that the power of like $60 games are going to be bye-bye soon.
Well, I don't know about that. I got to tell you, you know, I mean, when you look at Modern Warfare and stuff, I mean, just the first couple of days, they were making like millions, you know?
And
the video game industry is bigger than Hollywood.
I know, they're like billion-dollar industry.
Yeah, yeah.
Which I agree, but it's like, it's a whole article they're talking about that it's changing so much because of all of our smartphones that have all these games on it. So it's not just like Facebook, a lot of them start on there, not just like online games and Facebook, but you're also being able to get them on your cell phones.
Right.
So those are like the most popular games now, because what do we do all day? We're on our phones.
Right.
Or if we're waiting in traffic, we're on our phones.
Yeah.
I'm on Facebook. I'm not texting. I'm Facebooking. There's a difference.
Yeah.
Officer. Osifer. Anyway. What happens? Like, get off. It's like no texting and driving is what it says. Well, what if you're not texting? What if you're Facebooking? What if? What's that?
It's the same thing.
No, it's
you're
Facebooking.
Yeah,
it's Facebooking. Texting is different. It's Facebooking.
Okay.
What if you're on your GPS? That's another thing I want to ask, because most people don't have GPS like anymore. They have it in their car if it comes with it. But let's say, you know, there's no more TomTom or whatever. You use your phone for everything, right?
Right.
So let's say you put your GPS on and you're looking at your phone because that's your GPS.
Right.
What can you get in trouble for that?
I don't know. I would think you should, because, I mean, every time I do any of these things, I'm totally distracted.
Bullshit.
Okay.
She talks to me.
Yeah.
You know, she, by the way, she does. She talks to me and she tells me where I'm going wrong. I may glance at it in case I want to, like for today.
Right.
Where the hell, what is going on with traffic? This is pissing me off.
Yeah.
Give me an alternate route and then you get one or whatever.
Yeah.
So you may glance down here and there. But like, I don't know. Can you get a ticket for that? Because it's, again, it's GPS.
Yeah.
You can argue GPS. I'm lost.
Yeah, that's true.
I could wind up in like gunfire somewhere in East LA.
Though. I mean, when you're driving on the freeway and shit doing 60, 70 miles an hour and you start texting and shit.
I could wind up in Skid Row.
Your eyes are not only off the road, but they're totally off the road.
I could wind up, I mean, God, there's areas in Baltimore that you can wind up in that are really freaking scary.
Yeah.
You get off at the wrong place and it's like you are in. One time I did drive through a drive-by. I mean, it was like gunfire. I went through it.
Really?
I can't believe I didn't get hit. It was insane. There were two gangs on opposite sides of the street, like shooting. I turn on, because in Baltimore, like you could be amazing, and then one street over is like god awful.
Really?
That's just how it is. It's just it's cleaned up a lot. It's getting better, but it's still really bad. But in certain areas, and especially when I was growing up, it was like don't go there. Only go to like Charles Street and this part and this part. And when it gets 8 o'clock, you leave. You know?
Yeah.
And especially on the colleges, like, I've noticed that every college has like they're in like shit areas in the city usually.
Yeah. That's
like,
true. Many
that?
Of them are.
Yeah, especially on the East Coast.
Maybe it's because they built them a long time ago, and then the area, you know, maybe
around
the
it.
Area was good
at
the time, and then people moved out, you know. And
like you know.
Like USC is in a shitty area.
Is in a shitty area. Yeah. Or like in all the colleges in Baltimore, pretty much, you know, except for like, well, the majority of them. And then any old major city, like where, you know, even Pittsburgh, you know, like look at Schittsburg. But you look at like, you know, all like the major older cities where like colleges have been, like the oldest colleges, they're in bad areas.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's kind of like
that's
creepy.
Probably the explanation.
Yeah.
There was probably good areas in the beginning.
I'm literally jumping around from thing to thing. Where my brain is flying to today.
That's okay. That's what the show is about.
Know. And I haven't had coffee yet either.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my God. So I know. I'm revived.
Oh my God.
Slept well. I got up at 7 a.m. this morning.
Wow.
And I debated going running. And then I thought, no, I'm just going to lay here and enjoy it. And no, I was not playing with myself. Though I should have been.
That's important to know.
Although I should have been. Anyway. When you're bored, don't you do that when you're bored?
Yeah.
Yeah. Most people do that when they're bored, I think.
No, I don't do it when I'm bored. Well, not from boredom, really, but... any reason is a reason to do it.
Why not? Yeah. It's there.
Yeah.
Why not?
I know.
Anyway.
I know. It's amazing.
But my point was that I went and had my reading yesterday by David, by Psychic Dave.
Right.
And he is literally one of the best psychics out there. He's just so right on. And then I'm talking like descriptive, like we'll say names and times and dates and like just all kinds of stuff. Yeah, he's great.
Really?
If you haven't had a reading from him, you should go. And
He's
like $100 for 30 minutes, which is so well worth it because – and you need to go like twice a year unless you're really going through a hard time or whatnot. But everyone I send to him is blown away.
Really?
Completely blown away.
Wow, then I got to check him out too.
You do. Yeah.
So what does he do? I mean, can he help heal you?
Yeah, he heals
really?
As well. Mm-hmm. He really helps. And what was great is because, you know, and everyone suffers from some kind of confidence issues or whatever it is and whatnot in some way. And so he gave me some things to do that I'm working on, like some affirmations, basically, to like help. And it's kind of cool. And it's like you say these every day and it'll help or, you know, to bring this or to bring that into your life. And it's kind of like, you know, having your vision boards.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
And it's like seeing that every day and it goes in your head, putting the thoughts in your head. It's like. I don't know if you've ever heard of EFT. So what he's doing is very similar to EFT. You're not tapping. You know what I mean?
What's
that?
EFT?
Emotional freedom technique. I know, it sounds good. But it's like the new rage. Like everyone's talking about it who's in the healing world. But anyway.
Yeah.
But what it is I learned it from my mother, actually. You tap on certain parts of your body, store a lot of memories, like in cell memories from when you were a kid. Mm-hmm. So let's say you fall down and you hurt yourself. You hurt your knee really bad. Like you bump into this thing. Well, every time you walk by this table, your knee's gonna start to throb a little bit. You're gonna remember that memory of bumping into it to avoid it. And then eventually it goes away, but it's still stored in your subconscious mind. And same thing with like, you know, triggers for hypnosis. Like, you know, you first started smoking because, you know, whatever, and you still remember, like he was John Cameron was saying about, you know, you still remember your first cigarette,
right,
what kind of that brain is, you kind of don't go away. Those are triggers that are stored in your subconscious for years and years. And every bad memory is somewhere stored in your subconscious. And there's certain trigger points where that is. And so if you touch like your temple and like your palms of your hands and like your kneecaps and like certain areas in your body, I don't remember all the points, mm-hmm. and you tap them and you do affirmations, mm-hmm. it takes away the negative thought pattern and it puts in the positive inside. You're like reprogramming your brain yourself.
Really?
It's like in your, and which sounds stupid, mm-hmm. but it eventually works.
Yeah.
And so like if you were to like tap like, you know, like your like head and do all these points, look up EFT and you'll see what I'm saying.
Okay.
So anyway, right. So there's another thing called muscle testing, which kind of goes along with EFT. And let's say, and I'll do it with you after the show. But if you put your arm up, mm-hmm. and I try and push, I can't reach across the table. Yeah. I do it to you now. So
yeah.
like,
yeah. Never mind. Okay. Explain it.
I'm like getting all like I'll move across the table. So you put your arm up and you have someone push down on it and you can say something like your name. And you say your name and you know your name, obviously, so your hand's going to stay up, okay?
Right.
But if you say, my name is Brigetta, and you're mm-hmm. saying that, and I push on your arm's going to go all the way down because your name's not Brigetta. So you're, it's like your muscles know, like
really?
Your subconscious knows, whatever. So you can be like, for example, I believe in myself.
Right.
And if I am pushing you all the way down, you don't believe in yourself.
Right.
So you need to create an affirmation to figure out why. But you have to say like 7 times a day, I believe in myself, believe in myself, I believe in myself, I believe in myself. Like 7 different times.
Wow.
And then do the arm test again immediately uh-huh. after you do that, and you won't go down as fast. It'll actually, it works. It's
yeah.
so crazy how like your brain can be programmed.
Yeah.
So, anyway, there was a point that, oh yeah, so my point was he worked through things like that with me, and that's what I'm working on, like a couple different things.
Oh, cool.
So it's, but it's neat because it does work. He's
so
right.
So what are you using them for? Like to help you make decisions and things like that in your life?
Well, or? I just like to have make sure I'm on the right path. And
right.
sometimes you feel stuck, you know, and you're not sure where you are or where you're going or what's going on in your life, or it could be friends in your life, it could be relationships in your life, whether it's family or a loved one or love, whatever. It could be career, it could be anything, health.
Right.
He just kind of like, what I do when I go in there, he just talks. I let him talk. I don't interrupt. He just goes on his things. Right. And then if I want something more clear, then I ask a question. Well, exactly elaborate on that. And then he'll be like, okay, and he'll like give titles to something or whatever it is. And it's like really gives direction on your life. It's kind of awesome.
Yeah.
And he knew so much. It was just like, and he's a friend, but I haven't right. talked to him in a while. And it's just, it's incredible. And he's so on point now, like even more on point than he's ever been, I think, which yeah. has been great. So I feel good.
Yeah. Wow.
Anyway. But
good.
Yeah, you should go. I recommend everyone going.
Yeah, because, I got to try those. You know, I mean,
yeah.
people speak highly of these things.
And
know?
I've.
We
yeah.
have a couple of great psychics on the station.
We do. You know?
Yeah.
But I will say this. I've gone to, and I haven't tried anyone here, and I'd love to just try.
Yeah.
I've gone to many psychics just to go. And the two that have been very descriptive, where it's like, I believe, not just generic, because I can be like, oh, I feel this or I feel that, and they're just generic.
Right.
No. I want description. I want you to prove to me that you really know something that's going on. I want dates. I want names. I yeah. want, like, titles of whatever show or whatever. You know what I mean? I want,
right.
like, things.
Yeah.
I need, like, exact places.
But why
places.
Does it have to be about him, like, proving that he knows? I mean, you
well,
might as well just, you know.
Well, no, with
because
with
they
good,
have to prove it, you know.
Well, with a good psychic,
yeah.
they'll give you all that.
Yeah.
And he does. And that's my thing. Like, I went to him, and anyone else I go to, I'm like, nah, I'm not going to anyone else. Because he's the only one that is, like, right on. There's one other lady in Naples that I went to that I met randomly. I want to try and get her on the show, actually, because she's got a couple books that are coming out. She's incredible. And what she has said is happening now, and it's insane.
Really?
Yeah. And then Dave went and said the
and
same.
And how long ago did she say that to
when
you?
When I was in Florida.
Oh, really?
And then... And Dave, my last reading with him was in November, and there are things that are happening now too, which is interesting. But I had to go back because it's like, I don't know, I just want to make sure I'm on the right path kind of thing, and what I'm doing is right. And so
right.
he kind of said the same thing she said, and I'm like, oh, that's fine. I've actually, there was one person that has come up in 4 different readings.
Wow.
And I'm not going to say who this person is, but it's really weird. And I'm like, what? It's very weird.
Really?
And yeah,
wow.
4 different readings. And I'm like, what? That's just weird.
Wow.
Yeah. But anyway, but he is just amazing. This angel healer in Naples is really good. But Dave Tillman is amazing. Psychic Dave, you guys can look him up if you get a chance. And he's in Sherman Oaks. And he's not doing as many readings anymore because he's writing and he's working on the films.
Right, exactly.
And they have
he
another
had
film.
Him on the show, yeah.
Yeah, they got another film they're doing right now, which sounds amazing.
Right.
I can't wait for that to be
yeah.
done. But
yeah, so if you guys want to find out about him, I guess you can just Google David Tillman.
Psychic Dave. Psychicdave.com yeah. is his website.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right, cool.
Say Brigetta sent you.
Say Brigetta sent you.
Yeah, he likes to know where they, you know.
Awesome.
Anyway.
All right, well, this is it for Friday. Have a great weekend. Thanks, Brigetta.
Yeah.
We'll see you all on Monday.
Bye.
You have been listening to Sam in the Morning with Brigetta, which airs every Monday through Friday from 10 to 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Sam in the Morning with Brigetta is an LA Talk Radio production where we say what we want.